Welcome to Idiot Fanboy Podcast. This is a podcast where we drink heavily, discuss TV shows, comic books, movies, and everything in between.
I'm Josh Aldrich. I'm into comic books, cartoons, video games, movies, pretty much anything you can be a fanboy of, I am a fanboy of.
I'm Jeff Bowlby, a big fan of similar like movies, comic books, huge, huge Batman fan, and pretty equal Star Wars fan too.
I'm Ryan Pottinger. I am a fanboy of The Walking Dead, a very big fanboy of that, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, every comic book out there, and I am not a fan of wrestling.
I am a fan of wrestling, however, and that will be one of the topics we discuss in future podcasts. Mm-hmm. Not tonight, though, because Ryan's here. Ryan is one of our honorary idiots. He won't be in everyone. He will be in a lot of them. There's also Shane Kuzkowski. He is our sound guy because we had no other job for him, and we wanted to make fun of him. So we figured we needed to include him as well.
You might notice the sound sucks on this particular podcast, as our sound guy is not here at the moment.
It'll probably suck most of the time because I don't expect him to be here that often. He's
the worst at everything. So we're going to get this started here in a minute. I don't really know where we're going to go with it yet. We're just going to fly by the seat of our notepad here. So let's just jump right into it. This past weekend, Jeff and I and a few of our other friends went to Wizard World Chicago. It was a good time. We left Tuesday night at midnight from Michigan. We should probably say we're from Detroit, Michigan. Five-hour trip. Got there at 5 in the morning. I still had to work the next day. It was fun. Jeff?
I want to specify Metro Detroit. I don't live downtown until there's a RoboCop to protect us.
Not Ooh, good call. Soon. Good call. Speaking of that movie, I mean, I've seen the preview for The Big Machine. It looks cool.
Are they remaking
it? Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, and it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks all right.
They've got like a promo video for OCP. It's like the ED-209 or ED-209, whatever your preference is, and it's like a whole promo like from the company. It looks badass.
Yeah, excellent.
Actual scenes from Detroit.
John Murphy strikes back.
Still filming in Toronto, though, just like the original. No one films here.
No. Nobody films here.
But Wizard World, though, was a good time. A lot of drinking. A lot of drinking.
I was drunk most of the nights.
A lot of drinking. Josh's famous saying that weekend, I'm not going to drink tonight. I'm going to drink tonight.
That's my famous saying all the time. Not just that weekend. I say that all the time.
I wasn't able to go with you guys, but I was there in spirit because most nights I was just trash.
Yeah.
Always there in spirit.
Dead silence. That's what I'm talking about right there. Going to hear a lot of that this time because this is our first time doing it. We really don't know where to go. Like I said, we wrote out a quote-unquote script 15 minutes ago. So you're going to hear a lot of burps, a lot of dead air, a lot of me yelling. Sadie, stop it! A lot of me yelling at my cats. And yeah, so just bear with us through this first one. We'll get it down. If anybody actually listens to this, we'll take suggestions, requests, just ways to make us better. General feedback will be wonderful. But anyways, let's jump into Wizard World. The actual con was fantastic. It was my first Comic-Con. I've been to a lot of video game conventions, but my first actual Comic-Con. Jeff has been to, what ones have you been to, Jeff?
Couple, mostly the Motor City stuff, the Detroit Fan Fair, Motor City Comic-Con in Novi. And then last year went to San Diego Comic-Con, so kind of a mix of both ends of the spectrum, from the lower quality of Comic-Con all the way up to the highest echelon of Comic-Con, if you can even call it that.
I wasn't able to go, but can I ask, were there any big booths there?
I thought you were going to say something else. There were a lot of big boobs there.
Yeah, big boobs?
Yeah.
Big sluzes? And sluts?
There were some sluts there.
I meant to say koozes, but I guess I've had too many beers.
There were definitely some sluts. I'll post pictures on the website, idiotfanboy.com. I'll post some pictures of the sluts we saw. There's also, we're on Twitter, if you want to follow us at Idiot Fanboy, not Idiot Fanboy PC. That was my mistake. Jeff and I did not communicate that he had already made a Twitter. So if you're currently following Idiot Fanboy PC, switch over to Idiot Fanboy and we'll get you there. Where I spent most of the day just kind of monitoring Twitter today instead of working.
So. Yeah, there's not, to answer your previous question, it wasn't really like any major like panel things. Like the guests that were there all had individual kind of stuff that came about from time to time, but not anything that was like groundbreaking.
So no, it had
Shane did pee next to Lou Ferrigno though.
I heard about.
Yeah,
that.
I told him he should have talked to him, but then I didn't know Shane like didn't know he was deaf, like half deaf.
Was Lou's dick green?
No, but Shane said it was huge. He caught, really? He caught a peek. Yeah, Shane said it was giant.
That's so, tried to reach for it.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno, big dick.
Shane's looked at mine too. That's a pattern. So there wasn't any boost for Walking Dead or any.
There was TV the Chicago shows out there. Walking Dead fan club. They had two guys at the entrance, so you didn't even have to pay to see them.
Oh wow!
Yeah, okay. But
and the only major guests that they had at this con was Shane and I don't watch the show. So Norman Reedus's character, the guy from Boondock Saints.
Okay, so those two characters John were there. John Bernthal, Jay Bernthal, and Norman Reedus were big. CM Punk and John Cena were pretty big. I met Cleve Hall, which was cool. The Monster Man I met just walking around.
Stanley was probably the biggest. He had like a VIP the days, so it was lined up like crazy in the area. The other area.
I gotta say, I don't go along with the other fanboys that like Stanley. I think that it's tiresome seeing him in every single Marvel movie. I understand. Yes,
that's his thing, though.
I understand completely. Every old person needs a thing, but
stop pushing it on me.
I like to sit in the movie and see. Okay, where's Stan? Where's Stan going to come in? What's he doing this time?
They push her in. The new Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, they're...
His scene was better in that.
It was at most. But, I mean, it was in your face. And it's like, okay, it's not even clever anymore. It's just...
That one was pretty cleverly done. For what they had to work
with. They put more
effort
than they do in other movies, but I wouldn't call it clever, because it's just like a cum shot of Stan Lee right there. Look at it. And personally, I don't know. I get tired of the fella.
Yeah, it's kind of good to have that face though too, because I mean, for most of us, if we're in the industry, most people who do seem to be in the industry, they're not as outgoing as Stan Lee is, where he's that guy, and he's been like that for years now. I mean, obviously the movie's being bigger now, then it's more FaceTime, but even then, like just being a public figure compared to, you know, the weird guy who sits in his office all day writing comic books.
But he has nothing to do with the comic books.
Well, let's be
honest. He has nothing to do with the comic books anymore. Yes, 70 years ago, absolutely. But now he has nothing to do with it. He just sits at home until they wheel him in his wheelchair to the set, and he stands there. I don't like it. That's my opinion. It could be wrong.
I mean, most people that are going to see these movies don't even know who Stanley is. They just see this old guy, and a few people in the theater chuckle. And, oh, I don't know what that is, but some people laugh, some people laugh too. So it's more of just... just fanfare for the fans, seeing all Stan Lee's in it. Granted, I see what you're saying is in every movie, but most of the people that are going to see these movies don't even know who the hell Stan Lee is.
Yeah, that's fair. I just think it's obnoxious. I mean, I would like in the dark.
I think you're obnoxious.
And back to the con thing. I mean, we're talking now comic convention. We're not actually. This didn't begin as him being as part of the movie, so him being part of a comic convention seems much more likely and much more appropriate than, you know, the movie situation that you seem to.
He's at every con though. At some point,
every
every con. He's just going to meet every fan.
Him and Bruce Campbell high five each other every time they show up. I think
was Bruce there?
Yeah,
I didn't see his booth.
Supposedly there. Maybe canceled.
You know who did show up? The Situation.
Situation did not show up.
He had an after party. He didn't show up to. I don't think anybody.
Who was the Situation
from Jersey Shore?
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody bought his VIP package.
Okay,
because he had a VIP package, and I mean, if I was going to a convention, no one bought it. I'd fuck you guys.
And those VIP packages, fuck that.
I'll be honest, the VIP package for Wizard World was pretty cool because you'd go around with the artists and you'd see these really nice prints, lithographs, and they were only for the VIP package holders. And I mean, it was cool because I wanted those, but I couldn't even buy them.
I don't know. I just think that they should be grateful for the people that are invested in their work, and you shouldn't have to pay to meet them. If somebody wants money to meet them, I just
it's the con though that's doing it too. It's a convention. It's not a. It's a convention service. It's not that like
I know.
Everybody
I understand
from
the convention. I know how it works, but it's just.
Yeah, if it was, I mean, it's a cool package for what you get and what you
absolutely.
Do if you're invested in that person. This particular convention, no one there completely wowed me or thrilled me, so
well,
I was going
to
drop the cash.
I wanted to see, but, I mean, we decided that the $40 it would have been to see him, he would have rather spent that $40 on comic books, so that's what we did as well. So, he will never listen to this.
How old is Stanley?
107.
Because I was going to say, like maybe he has died, and this is a Weekend at Stan Lee's type thing, where they just wheel him around from convention to convention with hands on strings.
That's a juxtaposer right there.
Yeah, but... Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to bring that back up.
These sandwiches on television look great. We're watching... They made me turn off Facts of Life, so we're watching some Best Sandwich in America show.
The world's best sandwich.
Extremely distracting. Yeah. Despite eating before this podcast, I'm starving.
Oh, I had four chicken sandwiches from White Castle.
I haven't eaten yet. I would have liked one.
You didn't tell me. All right. We can go get food after.
Okay.
So anyways, that was the celebrity part. The artists at Wizard World, they had some solid talent there. Met Greg Capullo, who's a cool guy. Signed a bunch of my stuff.
Well-known fact, he is a Son of Anarchy.
Yeah, he is in SOA. Yeah, Greg Capullo, huge man. He was wearing a Black Label Society hat. This metal guy, he was a cool guy. He was getting up and taking pictures with people. He came on Friday. He wasn't even supposed to be there until Saturday. He came on Friday, brought his own little prints to sign and hand out to people. There's 200 of them. Just stood there in line. I got my Batman 1 autographed by him. Got this print autographed by him. It was pretty cool.
It's a really, really nice print. In Nightwing.
Print turned out to be Nightwing, which for being the current artist on Batman was a huge, awesome pleasantry for me since I love the Nightwing character.
Yeah, he also, he didn't say too much about his new upcoming arc with Batman involving the Joker. He did say it was going to be badass.
There's a new arc with
the Joker. And I know yesterday on Twitter he leaked some sort of sketch that I guess he's been getting some flack for. I was reading. But he leaked a sketch of Joker.
No shit, is it with his face cut off?
Yeah, he's putting it back on. Yeah, he's putting got it back like on. Thing on, I can't like describe his belt.
So the Joker had his face cut off to put it back on.
Yeah.
And to throw us off for 12 issues.
Yeah. Well, they've been building up.
He cut his face off so people would be pissed off for 12 issues. Like, what the fuck? They're never going to get back to this? Okay.
Yeah, because it has been a while, but I was pissed off about that, but then they went into the Night of the Owls thing, which a lot of people didn't like.
You're thinking a different comic book series, buddy. That was in Detective Comics. He cut his face off, I believe.
Yeah, but they're still going off that.
But the Joker still hasn't been mentioned in any other of the Batman.
Yeah, no, but I mean, Court of Owls, I enjoyed too, but it wasn't in Detective Comics, it was just in Batman.
Yeah. I think I'm right.
No, you're wrong, I can get you the issues right now.
No, it's definitely in Detective. I reread them.
Oh, I'm not. I gotta go.
No, but they basically...
I actually just put Detective Comics on here and read them. I should have known that.
No, they apparently he was like super pissed, because they've been like, him and Scott Snyder... have been leading up to this with just basic, like, visual stuff on the website, and it's been, like just the face of him, like, looking at himself in the mirror, and you just see his teeth, and you can see that the face is kind of loosely hanging on, just in this little, very, very dark image.
You ever see him without it, or that's too soon?
No, it's really, really, very, very minimalistic kind of imagery to it, and then just leaking via Twitter or other social media that it's really dark. Scott has put everything into the story, and then about 2-3 days ago, DC put up the picture for the new Batgirl, which is using the same design Joker that Greg designed, like him and Scott put together this look for him to be super creepy, and they already threw the cover out for Batgirl, which is using the same look, but is not part of their story arc, and they were pissed. Like, they're just like, we're putting so much into this, and you guys just dropped it like a bomb. Like, apparently he was just Captain Cusswords online.
Oh, that's true.
Captain Cusswords. Speaking of Snyder, by the way, if I ever meet him, I'm going to punch him in the throat for allowing the artist for Swamp Thing to give him horns and wings.
But you love Swamp Thing.
I do love the comic, but...
You don't like that style?
I saw it originally, and I was laying in bed, and I read it, and I go, fuck this, and I threw the comic. I was like, I'm done with it.
I had a different reaction.
But they brought in a guest artist for number 10, and he went back to... No Antlers, No Wings, like classic Swamp Thing look. And then in 11, he's right back to where it was. Sorry to interrupt again, but after reading through 11, I don't mind it as much.
Yeah, I gotta say, I had a completely different reaction when I read it. And he emerged. That's fair. You like wrestling.
I do.
But when Swamp Thing finally emerged with the horns and wings, I thought that evoked a figure of power. And I thought it was necessary for where the storyline was going. It didn't bother me in the slightest, but your comprehension, I understand that it's small, so I forgive you.
Your wiener's small.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
It's minuscule. It's like a light switch.
So we met Greg Capullo.
Yes. So
we're off my penis already.
I happen to bring issues 1 through 4 of the new Scarlet Spider. Got that signed by Mikey Babinski and Ryan Stegman, which is cool. I got 4 of those autographed by him. And fun fact, Ryan Stegman, I chatted with for a bit. He's from Troy, Michigan. That's where I grew up, so that was pretty cool. So, yeah, definitely chatted with him for a minute. He was all the way in the back of the Comic-Con, though. It was sad because he had some really cool stuff at his booth, and it was hard to find. It was right next to Sci-Fi Speed Dating, which I'm really sad I didn't watch. I should have just sat there and watched it. Sci-Fi Speed Dating? Yeah, they're doing it at Fanfare, too. So okay. we'll catch it at Fanfare.
All right.
Yep, just this October.
Yep, this October. Hopefully this podcast takes off a little bit and meet some people there. That'd be cool.
It'll take off.
Some fans at that point. We probably won't have fans. We just decided this is a good idea because we laugh a lot when we get together and talk about this shit. And we figured everybody else would too. So if you guys aren't laughing, let us know. And we'll just have Ryan pull out his nuts or something and put the picture on the website.
If they aren't laughing, they have bad sense of humor.
Yeah.
I will pull out my nuts. I just so you know.
He will pull out his nuts. That's his new thing.
It's not a new thing. It's like 6 months old.
So the convention, though, had a lot of vendor stuff. That was one of the things.
Tons of vendor stuff. Like, it was
very vendor-y convention very cool. Compared to, like, San Diego, where there's a lot of announcements and a lot of, like, the show from each of the different companies between the movie studios and the comic, you know, publishers and all that sort of stuff. This is very much a comic, like, convention layout. So it's a lot of vendors for comics, a lot of vendors for toys and all that stuff, and tons of shit to look at.
Yeah, I did get a lot of the stuff I've been looking for, very cheap, so comic-wise, so that was very cool. Never got a chance to read Guardians of the Galaxy, picked that up, picked up Phoenix Rising, X-Men, hardcover, never got a chance to read that, House of M, which I just love, and some other cool shit too, so I was very happy with my comic book purchases. Also got a set of 7 Alien plates. Huge Aliens fan. Talked to the girlfriend. She said we can hang them up in the dining room, which is pretty badass. Can't believe I got that one.
The old lady said it was okay.
The old lady said it was all right. She's going to be pissed if she hears that. She does not like being called an old lady. I dare you to call her an old lady when she gets
home.
I'm an old lady.
I'm
not afraid of Sierra. I'm afraid of Sierra.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of anything except Detroit.
And pimples being popped.
And pimples.
No, I don't like seeing fluids leave the body. what is that? Whoops!
Gonna cut that out there. But,
so hey, at the convention, I saw quite a few pictures of babes in costumes. How many babes were there compared to Cruises wearing costumes that shouldn't be?
Mostly.
Oh, it was
mostly costumes that shouldn't be.
Yeah, tons of Cruises.
Like guts hanging out.
No, there was a. There's a lot of guts hanging out.
Guts.
Guts. There was a lot of guts hanging out.
A lot of costume sleuts.
There was one girl who was dressed as Poison Ivy, and her left boob was only a leaf pasted over the nipple, which was nice, but
small
at the same
boob.
Point. No, it was nice.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But at the same point, she shouldn't have been wearing that.
Why?
Her gunt was hanging
out. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it was a good figure and everything. Okay, I got you.
No, we are saying gunt, G-U-N-T, not
for gut cunt.
There you go.
That's the description.
Gunt.
Yeah, there was zero support on a lot of that stuff, which needed support. A lot of people were hanging out, and they didn't need to be hanging out.
Saw a tall African-American rogue that was...
Rogue?
Yeah, it was very scary.
Although it could easily fit the whole Louisiana character.
Oh, absolutely.
A bit better in that in that Rachel's
structure. She was like an Amazon, though. Like, she was...
Should have been Wonder Woman.
Amazonian.
Yeah, she's a big lady.
Yeah. Very tall. Very built.
Yep.
I'm built.
Nope.
No, you're not.
I'm buff.
Those listening, not. Ryan Bonger is not built.
No, the picture's on the website. They can see him. He's not built.
I take the human growth hormone.
Okay, so that was Wizard World. I mean, we had a blast. We went downtown Chicago a few of the nights.
Howl at the Moon.
We actually, I'll post the video on the website. We drove around downtown Chicago while we blasted the Dark Knight soundtrack.
It's a great soundtrack.
Yeah, and I took video the entire time, so you can just hear the soundtrack with the. I'll post it on the blog. It's pretty cool.
I think it's called Gotham's Reckoning in the soundtrack. It's the song that first plays in the movie when it intros into the plane scene. That song is so fucking good.
We're talking One Back.
Yeah, we're talking Dark Knight.
Oh, I thought we were on Dark Knight Rises.
No, that's Dark Knight Rises is after Walking Dead. We're going to talk about Walking Dead.
Oh, I didn't know there was an order to these things. Sorry.
There's a notepad right there.
I thought it was a suggestion.
You watched me write these down.
Yeah, but I thought it was a suggested.
This is still discussing the Chicago side of things.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. This
matching the city with the soundtrack in the movie.
These looked really good.
It was really cool, though.
Nerdgasm to have there.
Yeah,
it was nerdgasm in your face.
And then, yeah, the piano bar was pretty badass, although they did not play the requested CM Punk theme song of Cult of Personality.
So, there's an awkward pause there because something just got cut out. No big deal.
We had to make an on-the-fly edit before I forgot.
Which I disagree with completely. So, I think truth is most important.
We'll let that go. We'll discuss that another time.
All right.
It's also perfectly timed, so there was no awkward edit, so thank you for the aside there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll listen to it after and figure it out. But anyway.
It's fine.
Chicago was fun. We had a great time. Everybody there had a great time. We're going to talk about Walking Dead issue 100.
Really good. Really good.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. Pottinger, I read it on Pottinger's iPad, and then I went out and bought the Chromium cover edition.
Jerk, I don't have it.
I still got to catch up. I have the Chromium edition because it was too badass to say no to, but I have about 10 issues to catch up on before I
They had the black and white edition at Comic-Con all over the place. It was like $200. Yeah, I just didn't have the cash for it.
How much was it?
$200.
Wait, what? Why was it $200?
Because they only made 200 of them.
Oh.
Of the black and white 100 one. Like the black and white cover, how we got the Chromium one.
Oh.
It's just all black and white.
Oh, I didn't know that. I got to say about that particular issue, I discovered something about myself while reading that. I felt emotions that I haven't felt in probably 10 years while reading it. Horror, fright, such concern. And I realized while reading it, I hadn't felt emotions probably in 10 years.
But the other time was when Walking Dead 2, when Carl got shot in the face. Because you told me that.
Maybe I did.
So you're a liar.
I don't like children being shot in the face.
Honesty man.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
You want to talk about what you're lying about?
I don't want to. I'm not lying about anything.
All right. Yeah, you want to talk about it? I'll talk about it all day long, idiot. It was a good comic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed issue 100. I picked up and read issue 101 today. Not going to talk about it today. We'll get it next week or in 2 weeks because I don't want to give up any spoilers. It's a good issue.
I ain't a true fan, so I'd have read it by now.
That's true, but, I mean, who knows? Maybe they didn't get to their comic shop today. But it was a good issue. It was a little short for my liking. There is a preview for a new comic in the back. Let me see what it was called. 1 second. I can tell you that because it's not even really announced yet.
I didn't read that. What is it?
It's called Not My Bag. It looks, the tagline, it's not a funeral. It's just retail. And there's a gentleman holding retail bags with tentacles coming out of it. So it looks interesting. Art style is very reminiscent of early Archie comics, it looks like to me. Just black and white, very line-esque. It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'll read it. I'll pick it up. Just like I did with Witch Doctor. Witch Doctor was great, I thought.
Deadpool Kills Marvel Universe is turning into be.
I haven't read 2 and 3 yet, okay. So don't talk about it.
Spoiling anything, I love the first issue and the second issue.
It's not going
to
be as good.
It was
as
a rotten egg to me. It was.
I enjoy Punisher kills everybody. Punisher kills Marvel.
Oh, I love that. And Wolverine Kills Marvel Universe was great too. This one is
speaking of Deadpool. Rob Liefeld is my favorite artist.
He's a piece of trash. Are you serious?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because I was gonna say he's trash. Every gun he had fucking dildo.
He had his place in time.
No.
People respect him for what he was.
I don't
agree with that. I do have an autographed comic book from him. I have Deadpool, Cable and Deadpool number 2. Jeff got me from Comic-Con. It's pretty cool. But
Rob Liefeld is comparable to a person that cuts segments out of podcasts.
Yeah, I can't draw hands and feet either.
Organs or hearts or souls.
You just think within the 15, 20 years he's been in the business now that he would have
gotten. I don't know how he's still getting work, man. He's still getting work. He drew something for New 52 just recently.
He does Hawk and Dove, I think.
He did a guest cover.
Hawk and Dove. No, I think he's on Hawk and
Dove. No, he does Hawk and Dove. Yeah, really? I'm pretty positive. Because he's got his own series on New 52.
I don't read Hawk and Dove.
You know what? No, he did. I know for a fact he did an issue of Deathstroke, which is funny to me.
You guys should stop watching this World's Best Sandwich.
It looks good, man.
It does look good.
I'm not that hungry, but they still look good.
Oh, yeah, there's a turkey sandwich with broccoli rabe on it. Not a bad sandwich.
Anyway, so Walking Dead, where do you think they're going?
Whew, it's hard to say. Well, we're not allowed to address issue number one.
Yeah, so yeah, theories
are... still go with 100, though. I mean, that was a big deal.
I can't say where I think it's going without...
We'll talk about the theories where it's going from next week.
From issue 100,
it came out today.
But even from issue 100, like, they made a pretty bold statement with what they did, and it's almost like
I see what you're saying.
A lot of it is saying this is what's coming. Like,
I mean, he said from the beginning, nobody's safe. Don't get attached to anybody.
Yeah, that's the longest running character beyond. Obviously, Rick and Carl.
Yeah. Without addressing issue 101, I could definitely say that Glenn having his skull crushed in front of his wife and child and Rick and everybody watching by Negan. Negan? Doesn't matter.
Negan?
I mean, Megan is pronounced.
Negan?
Noggin? Yep. Whoever it is, the leader of the Saviors, I think they call
it. Yeah, that's what they call
it. It's obvious Rick is going to have to kill this guy. Now, the problem is Rick still has one hand. This guy is a younger, stronger person who is insane and has hundreds of followers. How is he going to get to that point? I don't know.
Funny thing, when Rick cried, I may have to check my facts on this, but when Rick cried, when Glenn died, it's like the second...
Yeah, Lori cried.
The second time he cried in the entire series.
Yep.
And this has been going on for almost 10 years, if not 10 years.
And, Lori dying was the first time.
Yeah.
And the baby, whatever her name was. Non-character baby.
Bertha?
But, Negan's gonna die.
Gunt. Her name was Gunt.
Gunt. But what is Rick's last name? I'm embarrassed.
Grimes.
Okay, thank you. I was drawing a blank.
Yeah, no, Rick Grimes.
I kind of think that maybe Carl will be the one to kill Negan. However, the scrap will take out. But because it's never gonna, everybody thinks it's gonna be Rick. Rick will be the one to kill him, but the series is not predictable. So it could be somebody just as small as Carl to be the one that pulls the trigger.
Or it could be the next person to join up, or the next person that you start to get into. It could be Jesus.
Jesus is a character.
Jesus is a character now.
He walks on
board. Speaking of that, when they killed off Abraham, that upset me. I really enjoyed Abraham. Still a lot more with that character they could have done, and they just kind of got rid of him. Which, whatever, again, Kirkman said, don't get attached to anybody, so I get it.
Well, I thought that was important, though, that they did that. As much as I don't like the fact that Abraham was just killed off like that, it was important. Don't do. What are you showing Jeff on your iPhone?
I'm showing Jeff the time, because he's got to go to work.
Jeff, why are you so drunk when you're about to go to work?
So, we were going to talk about the show and Dark Knight Rises, but for our first podcast, I actually think this might be a good place to end it, just talking about the Walking Dead stuff, and then we'll pick it up next week talking about 101.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea, because Jeff's got to get going. Pottinger and I are going to go to the bar. So thank you for listening. We're going to try to figure out how to get this up online as soon as possible. Please follow us on Twitter at IdiotFanboy. Look for our website, idiotfanboy.com, and we'll be posting some pretty cool stuff up there. I think Jeff just posted some stuff about Raiders of the Lost Ark and
IMAX.
And if you Google Ryan Pottinger, you'll see a picture of my driver's license.
Oh, you will. You will indeed see that. If you Google Josh Aldrich, you'll see some of my artwork. And if you Google Jeff Bowlby, I've never done it. So Google Jeff Bowlby and let us know.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, somebody Google Jeff Bowlby. If anybody listens to us, let us know what comes up. Go to idiotfanboy.com or just tell us on Twitter @idiotfanboy. Thanks a lot.
Papa Gijol.
Papa Gijol.